Last week we talked about a prayer that felt like the Lord would have each of us to pray and for us to pray together, and it comes from the scriptures in the first part of Acts, and it's been referred to tonight just to in the prayer that we just had, just pretty much how I heard the Lord prodding us to pray. And that is, it's based upon, the prayer is based upon the reality, or the prayer, it's a waste of time, but it's based upon the reality that we are walking the way of Jesus Christ, and then together, that individually we need to be walking the way of Christ, and the way being that life of brokenness and self denial based upon the fact that we've been crucified with Christ and depending upon Christ moment by moment as a new creation that we are in Christ, and to be doing that individually, and then to realize that God calls us to then to be doing that with others, and if we can't find others, still to know that's God's will and be looking and seeking to unite with others who are dedicating themselves to walking the way of Christ, to having that narrow, that journey on the narrow path, and seeking to do that with others. And then part of that together then is also then to reaching out to those who don't know Christ, or those who know Him but don't know how to live out the life of Christ, reaching out to them and sharing Christ with them and helping them to understand how to walk that moment by moment walk of faith, so they we can all be walking together. So the prayer is based upon that we're doing that. If we're doing that, then the prayer is the fourfold, that we pray for God to perceive the threats against us that seek to align themselves to keep us from walking the way and trying to walk the way together, and to reach out to others so they can walk along with us. Perceive the threats. That's what the threats are involving. It's not just looking at for us. It's based upon the fact that we are walking the way together, seeking to do that. Then pray, God, perceive the threats that are seeking to keep us from doing that. And then pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us, which is to give us the experience of the position we're holding to in our daily walk, that we are living by faith, and say, then Spirit, fill us and bring us the experience of Christ in our life, that we are truly a new creation, dead as an old creation. And then from that feeling to speak the Word of God, the way of God, the salvation of God, with all full flowing. And if you've experienced some of that, that's good stuff. And if you haven't, then if you keep walking with the Lord, you will experience that. If you stay on the narrow path, keeping one foot in front of the other, in time you will experience that. And it is a wonderful experience, because you walk by faith with Christ daily for your own personal walk and for your own experience of Christ, and all of that's good for oneself. But then as you walk, and then the Spirit opens your mouth to speak with all full flowing to the ones that He has prepared to hear and are ready to hear and are wanting to hear, and to be able to just in the flow of the Spirit to speak for Christ, it has a sweetness to it that is unique in and to itself, because all of a sudden you start to experience, yeah, Lord, thank You for all You've done in my life, but now You're using me to reach out to somebody else, to somebody else. It's not just about us. There's a heaviness. We're a small group meeting on a Monday night, but there's a heaviness to this. Have you felt that? There's a heaviness. There's a weight to it. That's one of the two meanings of the word glory in the Bible. It's a heaviness. And there's a heaviness to what we're doing. And part of what I think is almost essential of that heaviness is that, yes, our lives are at stake, but there are many that the Lord would want to work through us to share the way of Jesus Christ with them. And the Lord wants us, if we will walk the way together, to use us to be that avenue to speak with all full flowing to those who are looking for the answers. And the enemy knows that and will seek to try to separate us individually, break down the group, to keep us from ever getting to that point. And then the fourth part of the prayer was so that the Lord outstretch his hand with a result that cures and signs and wonders take place through the name of his child, Jesus. And that's the Lord working in power. And tonight, would like for us, what we'll talk about tonight seems it's connected to that prayer, and maybe the Spirit will show you ways that it's connected to the prayer beyond what we'll just touch on tonight. But what we'll share tonight is connected to the prayer, and it's connected, it seems like, a lot to this last part where the Lord works through miraculous ways and in miraculous ways. But it has to do with the whole prayer as well. So we're going to look at five facets of faith. Remember, faith is the basis behind the prayer. Having faith in Christ and living by faith in Christ. So we'll look at five facets of what faith and the miraculous means, especially as we look for God to work in a miraculous way, having perceived the threats, having filled us with the Holy Spirit, having allowed to speak with all full flowing the word, the way of God, and then to work in power. The first facet is that faith sees the miraculous. Faith sees the miraculous. We talked a little bit, but you were talking a little bit about this at the end of the last time we met. And Jesus' first miracle took place in Canaan as a wedding, and of course he changed the water into wine. And he showed, it says, he brought to light his glory. And then an interesting sentence concludes that little story, and that is, his disciples had faith in him. His disciples had faith in him. Those who were willing to have faith in him, they saw what he did. They were able to recognize what he did. There undoubtedly were a lot more people there than his disciples. And yet the scripture says clearly not that everybody had faith in him at the wedding feast, but his disciples had faith in him. The miraculous is God working in a concentrated form. God works in a concentrated form in a way that is in line with the way that he works on a common everyday form. What is often described as miraculous is God then working in concentrated form in a way that he works every day. Jesus changed the water into wine, but every day the Lord causes the grapes to grow from which wine is made. He just simply concentrated the process at the wedding. Physical healing. Sometimes the Lord concentrates that, and he did it as he walked on the earth and would heal somebody physically in a moment. But every day that somebody is healed, it was the Lord who designed the body to be able to heal itself. The medical profession simply finds ways to help the body to do what the Lord designed the body to do. Every day. If you've ever scratched yourself, cut yourself, and it formed over and ended up, you might have a bit of a scar left, but your body what? It heals itself. And that's the Lord working. When we have the eyes of faith, we're able to see the miraculous. And if our faith is acute enough, we can not only see it in the concentrated forms, we can also see it in the common every day when it happens. So that it all really is miraculous. The everyday and the concentrated form, faith allows us to see that in connection with the prayer. Through the eyes of faith, each one of us could see how the Lord perceive the threats against each one of us in order to come to Christ in faith at the beginning. We don't know how many times the enemy sought to take our lives before we ever came to Christ. And the Lord watched after us and made sure that we didn't die, that we weren't interfered with to the point that we couldn't hear about Jesus Christ and eventually give Him our hearts and our lives. Same way with coming to learn to live by faith. The Lord perceived the threats against that happening, and in miraculous ways brought us to the awareness of what it means to live out the life of Christ. In filling us with the Spirit, we've all at times we've experienced it, haven't we? We've experienced what it means that we are united with Christ. We've experienced tapping into Christ. We've experienced having thoughts and love that we are having for our own selves, but we are acutely aware that that love, those thoughts, are coming from a place higher than anything that could originate within me. Haven't we? And the Spirit and the Lord is working in a miraculous way to allow that to happen, and on through the prayer.